man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Well, I am a country boy surviving. I don't have a four-wheel drive. I've got a beat-up two-wheel drive, which actually is a one-wheel drive minivan, but... here we are at the start of the Thursday edition of the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show, July 21st, 2022. A lot of neat stuff coming up, and I think I've got some good things for you to ponder as we begin the show tonight. What have I omitted? Oh, who am I? James Kelso. So I think we've got all the preliminaries here. Time, date, place, and who? Who, where, what? All righty. How about a phone number? All right. 512-248-8252. That's your phone number through which you can reach this show. All right. Things going on right now. The Unselect Committee is holding its hearings live right now. And I don't want you to switch over there and leave the show. Stay right here, folks. Let's just see if they're... Let's just see if they are on the air right now. Let us look to them. Let's turn the volume up.
Or not certify them, but I guess that's just changed, correct? And it's a very big disappointment. I think there's several hundred thousand people here that are very disappointed.
President Trump did not try to calm his thousands of disappointed supporters. Instead, at almost the same moment violence was getting completely out of hand, Donald Trump sent his 224 tweet. The president said, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution.
True.
Despite knowing the Capitol had been breached and the mob was in the building, President Trump called Mike Pence a coward.
Good.
And placed all the blame on him for not stopping the certification. He put a target on his own vice president's back.
Oh, he put a target on the vice president's back. I'll tell you what, this is so overheated. These whack jobs. That was live. That was Mrs. Luria, Congress critter from I don't know where. ugly like all the rest of them. And my goodness. Now, what's wonderful about the Unselect Committee, I mean, what's laughable about it is how desperate they are. This guy, Adam Kinzinger, I was just watching him, Liz Cheney. Folks, they got nothing. They got nothing, nothing there. Big fat nothing burger. Plus, they're violating the Constitution every second that they proceed with no even semblance of constitutionality or due process or any respect for any kind of legal standard. Many of them are attorneys. What law schools did they go to? Please revoke their charters and fire their deans. Anyway, so that's going on. We'll drop in and listen to them as much as we can stand now and then over the course of the next hour. Now, this Luria, reading what Donald Trump was writing back on January 6th, which was very right. Well, listen to what he's writing today, which is just as good and even better. Let's listen to the president today. I'll take that off of truthsocial.com. I'll read that to you in just a moment. In fact, I'll read it to you right now. Let me go there. Let's see here. Truth Social. There we go. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States. This was issued today, 27 minutes ago. Straight from the president to your president's pen to your ears. Mike Pence told me and everybody else there was nothing he could do about the electoral vote count. It was etched in stone. But if so, how come the Democrats and rhinos are working so hard to make sure there is nothing a VP can do? Now, let me interject here. The rhinos and the Democrats are fashioning legislation that stops the vice president from having any meaningful function at an electoral count certification. And the president makes a perfect point. If Mike Pence was right, that the position is just perfunctory and ceremonial, why do they need a special piece of legislation? Oh, it's because Mike Pence was wrong and lying. Then the president resumes, this was a major event because everybody ganged up and said that Mike had no choice. He could not send the slates back to the states, which is all I suggested he do for possible retabulation and correction based on large-scale voter fraud and irregularities. This may have proven to be an election-changing event. So we would, now get this, this is beautifully portrayed by the president. This would have been an election-changing event. So we would have no inflation, inexpensive gasoline, the energy dominant, have no war or large-scale death with Russia and Ukraine. This conflict never would have happened. Would have left Afghanistan on the same timetable, but with dignity and strength, and would have kept Bagram Air Base. Not had dead soldiers, taken out all American hostages, and would not have given the Taliban $85 billion worth of first-class military equipment. What a difference it would have made if the state legislatures had another crack at looking at all of the fraud, abuse, and irregularities that have been found. Here's the punchline. Our country would have been a different place. So thanks a lot, Mike Pence, for shirking your duty, for wimping out, for never trumping. He did have the power to say, and by the way, senators and congressmen were ready to stand up, address Mike Pence as the chair of the session, and state, for particular states, their own states. So someone was ready to stand up for Pennsylvania saying, there is irregularity, there is fraud in Pennsylvania. This cannot be certified until it is investigated. And for Wisconsin, people were ready to stand up. And for Arizona and Nevada, people were ready to stand up. They had their presentations all ready in front of them. And the point of the FBI false flag perpetrated on the Capitol was to stop that proceeding so that people who had their presentations ready never got to give their presentation, so that Mike Pence didn't have to rule on their motions. The whole thing was circumvented by the false flag. There you go. The people, the insiders, whether it was FBI, Capitol Police, opening the Columbus doors, I believe they weigh 20,000 pounds, cast, I believe, in bronze or copper. They are locked electronically, magnetically from the inside, An army tank couldn't pull those doors open or push them open. They are bomb-proof, tamper-proof. They can only be opened from inside. And we have the video of probably FBI operatives waving to someone in a control booth, open the doors. In other words, the so-called January 6th riot couldn't get into the building. The FBI wanted them in the building. Come right this way. Let me open the doors for you. Then other people in uniforms waving people in. People in police uniforms, other people in civilian attire, obviously with authority, with wires on their ear. There's a picture of a guy who looks like an FBI, so much like an FBI guy, with a wire in his ear, removing glass from a window and standing there so that people can then get through that window. And then when a patriot comes up and says, don't do that, don't do that, don't go in there, this FBI or other agency person shoves this person forcefully in the chest, shoves him back violently. And another somebody else, a confederate of this guy, also in fake civilian clothing, disguise, comes in menacingly to back that up, to shove that patriot away. So like the patriots that were chanting Fed, Fed, Fed at Ray Epps the night before, and the people that were saying, don't do that, we don't do that, these people were shoved, they were flash bombed. What are those things called? Flash bombs? Two people were killed with flash bombs. No mention of these two guys. There were, how many were killed? Was it five or four? Ashley Babbitt was murdered. Roseanne Boyland was murdered. The two guys hit with flashbangs. That's what's called flashbang. The two guys hit with flashbangs were murdered. And I believe there was a fifth person. All murdered by the authorities. Nobody was harmed in any way by the patriots. Let me read the president. I'm going off on a tangent here. Let me read the president what he wrote today. He says, resume my place. Oh, I actually finished it. What a difference it would have made if the state legislatures had had another crack at looking at all of the fraud, abuse, and irregularities that have been found. Our country would have been a different place. All right, now let's go back to what the president calls so eloquently the Unselect Committee. Let's see what they're doing right now. Let's listen in. Okay. Oh, it says they're in recess. All right, so we don't get to hear them. Ah, shucks. I'll take a look back later. Now, here's a proposition that follows on what I was mentioning to you yesterday. And I know I'm beating the same drum, but it is important. And that is the question, why does it matter that Donald Trump, that one person, should be the nominee of the Republican Party starting immediately, as soon as possible, but should be the nominee in 24 and be our candidate? Why is that so important? Well, one way you can evaluate something is flip it over and look at the inverse proposition. Examine what it would mean to our history, to the truth, to our republic. Imagine what it would mean if Donald Trump is not the candidate. Somebody else. Really wouldn't matter who, just anybody else. What would happen to the focus on the election steal? It would go away, folks. It would go away. It would be forgotten. And we would all lose big time. Let me put it to you another way. I thought of an interesting question that you can ask anybody. This kind of sums it up. Imagine anybody, Mike Pence, Ron DeSantis, you name anybody, Nikki Haley, anybody else. So this is an imaginary conversation. You're talking with any such person who has some fantasy of running for the presidency against Donald Trump in 24, primarying Donald Trump. So here's your first question of this person. Let's imagine it, any of them. Did Trump win? Three-word question. Just one word more than the flag that's flying on my porch right now, which is beautiful, beautiful, silky flag. Trump won. So you ask this person, did Trump win? Well, there are two possible answers. Yes and no. Now, if the person answers no, Trump didn't win in 2020, well, you know what your rejoinder is? Get lost. Get lost. Anybody who thinks that Trump didn't win in 2020 is a jerk, is stupid, is corrupt, is a liar, is a rhino, and they should be ushered out of the Republican Party. There's nothing more to talk with somebody who thinks Trump didn't win in 2020. What more is there to talk about? Nothing. Okay, so now, see, this focuses the mind. All right, so we get past that no, and then they say, okay, yes, he won in 2020. Okay, so we're not going to kick him out of the room. Not yet. They say, yes, he won in 2020. Okay, well then why, sir or madam, are you running against him in 2024? If you think he won in 2020, several things follow on that. Ipso facto. For example, he is your president today. If he won in 2020, you do regard him as your legitimate president, do you not? You're having to decide. I thought you said yes, he won. Are you vacillating? If you're vacillating, get out of here. Get lost. We don't need you in the Republican Party. You're a rhino. Or worse. Okay. So then they go, so yes, okay, he won. Okay. Now here's a follow-on question. If they're still with you, they're still answering yes, then you must agree, sir or madam, that the president who you just stated won the election deserves the term that he won. Do you not? Does he deserve that term? Does he deserve to do what we elected him to do in 2020? We elected him. So, Ron DeSantis, no, you don't deserve to be president. We didn't elect you. So don't change the subject. What you become is a big subject change. We don't need to change the subject. The future of the country hangs on this question. Trump won in 2020. If we skip that question, if we dance by that question, because some rhinos want to ditch Trump, we pay heavily with our country for that. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He was quiet and shy.
And if the Unselect Committee is in recess. Let me just see if they are still in recess. I think they are. Shucks, we don't get to listen to Adam Kinzinger, the crybaby, or Liz Cheney. The rhino poster girl. Now we can look forward tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Donald Trump will be the man who must be our nominee in 24. You know, I don't think I'm articulate enough to express what's so clear in my imagination as to how we would all be robbed if Donald Trump is not our champion in 24. If somebody else is the nominee, look at what we lose. We've given in. We've given up on the 2020 election. We've given up on the fact that the nation was stolen. Our entire nation was just stolen. The biggest crime in American history. Trump has to be made the president again. Nothing short of that will address the wrong. Just electing somebody else is not the victory that we need. We elected somebody else. We changed the subject. Who cares if Ron DeSantis or anybody else would or would not make a decent president? We've given up on the question, which is, was this election stolen? Is this man our president? Did this man save our country? Was treason committed by the entire demon rat party? Yes, yes, yes to all of these questions. So no, we can't change the subject. We can't move on to something else. No, we can't do that. Now, the people who put themselves, people like Nikki Haley, of course, these are bounders. These are rhinos. These are never Trumpers. Of course, they're going to do their worst. Ron DeSantis, a good guy. You know, power is tempting. The president, the position of the presidency is a very tempting thing. Ron DeSantis and anybody that's a good guy needs to think about this. It would be easy for them not to think about this. It's easy to not think about things. But they need to think about this. That for all of us, this is personal. When the nation was stolen, when Trump's election was stolen, that was a personal slap in the face to every one of us, to all of us who voted for Donald Trump, to all of us who believe in his message. That was a personal attack on all of us. And the only rectification of that will be his return to the White House, not somebody else's. That doesn't right the wrong. That doesn't fix what was done. That just changes the subject. So this is personal for all of us. And I don't think I need to hammer on this too hard, because people like Ron DeSantis, if they go down this primrose path of thinking, well, I'm going to oppose Donald Trump in 24, I think they're going to find out really quickly. I think the boos, the first really big boo session may be all that is needed for them to clarify their thinking. Because there are going to be a lot of boos for people who think they're going to run against Donald Trump in 24. All right, let's go to our first caller tonight, James in Vancouver. Most welcome always. James, thank you for calling.
Xi Jinping of China will eat DeSantis for breakfast, okay? And he'll make him cry. There's no way DeSantis has the stature to go up against Xi Jinping, but Donald Trump has the stature, see?
Yeah.
If the American people elect somebody like DeSantis, they might as well just put up a sign saying, we give up, right? And then Putin will say, you're sending me another wimp? That's what Putin's going to say, you see?
Well, yeah, now I hear what you're saying, and I see the logic of your argument. But I'm making a slightly different argument, which is that even supposing Ron DeSantis to be a 100% super smart, super moral, super courageous, just a real hero. The, giving all credit to Ron DeSantis for being 100% on all issues. Now, I'll finish the thought. Stay with me, James. We'll be back right after this. We'll be back.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
B. Paper money will destroy America. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. In 1791, Thomas Paine blamed paper money for England's financial problems. Paper money was partially to blame for Shays' Rebellion and the U.S. money problems between the Articles of Confederation and the U.S. Constitution. James Madison fought against paper money for his entire political career. Paper money has caused the collapse of countries and empires worldwide for centuries, and our founding fathers knew that. No currency without a physical backing can last forever. No country can pile up debt and spend forever. The Federal Reserve, bankers, and politicians all know these facts. So why then has the U.S. been piling up trillions in debt on paper money for over 100 years? They're all just hoping to die rich before the collapse. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the...
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? Kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy
were still as last 10 years like they should. Well, you know, I wish a buck, when a buck was silver.
It's the best of
Merle Haggard remembers that. Now, Adam Kinzinger, the little punk who's whining and crying in the unselect January 6th committee. He was born in 1978. He doesn't remember when a buck was still silver. He doesn't remember when America was America. He's never experienced it. So he lives in his rhino fantasy world. And those of us that are older, we have to somehow find a way to communicate to younger people that America was once a really beautiful place. And so we can win it back. The you got to be able to imagine it. You have to have a goal. You can't achieve a goal that you can't state. If you can't name it, if you can't formulate the idea, you can't realize it. So we that's one of the areas where us oldsters can help out. I don't remember when it was. I've forgotten the exact year. Was it Nixon that sabotaged the silver dollar? I remember when it used to say on all of your money, my money, on a dollar bill, on a single dollar bill, it said silver certificate. That meant it was exchangeable for a silver dollar at the bank. The bank had to give you a silver dollar if you gave them your paper silver certificate. Now, was it Nixon that took us off of that? Thanks a lot, Milhouse baby. But that was before, that happened before Adam Kinzinger was born. Donald Trump remembers when all the money said silver. There was a time when some of the money said gold certificate. But silver, I'll take silver certificate. That's good enough for me. And wow, I remember when my dad would come home from work and he would have cashed his paycheck at the bank. And he, instead of bringing home paper money or showing us his bank deposit, he'd bring home a bag of silver dollars and open it up and let them all chime and ring on the living room floor. You know, maybe that had to have a lasting impression on the four sons. All that beautiful silver dollar money on the floor. And that's the way it was. It's hard for people to imagine. You know, a silver dollar today is worth, you can't buy a silver dollar. I mean, it's about, silver is going for $19 an ounce, even maybe a little less right now. And there's less than an ounce of silver in a silver dollar, but a silver dollar is, you know, at least $20 if you want to buy one now. But when I was a boy, it was a dollar. And that's what Merle Haggard's singing about. I wish a buck was still silver back when the country was strong. All right. Let's go back to James in Vancouver. James, thanks for calling. Oh, you know, James, I was putting a thought out to you, which is this. Even if Adam or if Ron DeSantis is a saint and he's wonderful and there's no flaws and his program is perfect and so on, for him to put himself forward, and I don't know that he has openly done that yet, but should he put himself forward as a challenger to Donald Trump in 2024, he's doing the enemy's work, even if he doesn't mean to do that. Because in order for us to make America great again, we need to make Donald Trump president again. And if we give up on that mission, the left will be crowing about that for the rest of time.
Well, I was just stumping for Trump just now because I was trying to tell the people that all the Chinese people in the world respect Trump because Trump, first of all, is very rich, but he also has built himself a dynasty. He's been married 3 times. He has a big family. And to the Chinese, that's something important. This is what they look at. If a guy can do that, the Chinese have a term, dawar. And that's what Donald Trump is a dawar, okay? Powerful man with a big dynasty built up. So even if anything happens to him, his name will extend for years and years. You see, this is what Chinese respect.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, by the way,
I happen to agree with you. Donald Trump is a greater man than Ron DeSantis. Not to slight DeSantis at all. He is a greater man. No. He is a man who stands astride history. Ron DeSantis doesn't. He's a good governor. Great. Well, go for it, Ron. You go ahead.
No, just do it. He should do another term in Florida and back Trump up at the Republican conventions and things like that. By the way, it was John F. Kennedy that took us off silver June 4th, 1963. I looked it up just now.
Okay, all right. June 4th, 1963.
Right.
Okay. I was in high school.
Yeah, and, I was not.
Shame on John Kennedy for doing that.
Well, that's how these things work. Probably
and our money, you know,
had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, and what happened? What happened, folks, is that, in fact, let me look at my wallet right now. It's been so long, we now take it for granted. We don't fuss about it, you know. Okay, here's a $100 bill. I have one of those. Here's a $100 bill. It says at the top, Federal Reserve Note. This note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. Signed by Larry Summers, Secretary of the Treasury, Larry Summers, Democrat, rat.
Right.
Let me turn it over here. That was on the obverse. On the reverse, it says, In God We Trust. They want to get that off of there. But it just says Federal Reserve Note. Now, what it used to say, folks, you know, and this, you might say, oh, big deal, Kelso. It is a big deal. It used to say at the top of all of your money, $100 bill, $20. We used to have $500 bills. I remember seeing one of those. It said gold certificate on some money. It said silver certificate. And you know what? Shame on me. I've actually forgotten. There used to be a little speech on each piece of money, or each note, rather, that said something like, this note is redeemable for silver or for gold. And so that was the promise. That made that money real. It made it real money. And then, bingo, it becomes nothing but a Federal Reserve note. And it's been downhill ever since. We haven't had real money since that time. And it really does make a difference, folks. And I guess when it'll really sink in on Americans, James, is when and if we hit hyperinflation and we hit another depression, a bigger depression, and people realize that having real money actually matters. It's a matter of life or death. Well, now let me try something. We did this the other night, James, and I'm going to ask the engineer to help me out, Mike the engineer to help me out. There's another genius in the audience, Wayne in Texas. Engineer, can you bring Wayne into this to a three-way conversation? Wayne, are you there?
Yeah, hey, hi, Wayne. How you doing?
Well, this is neat. You're on the phone with James, who I know you admire as well as I, so we've got two powerful minds plus Kelso in the conversation.
Well, hey, thanks for taking my call. I just happened to catch part of your show here, and I wanted to tell you and the audience that if they didn't know, that there was an attorney on Alex Jones' show yesterday. His name is Robert Barnes, and I think you've heard of him. He's done a lot of work for Trump.
I worship the ground Barnes walks on.
Oh, good. Well, so what he brought out during the discussion was, he sounded very clear on this, that there's already been a deal worked out where Trump is going to be run for president and DeSantis will be the vice presidential candidate for 24. And the reason being is this, that the problems are so vast and deep that Trump will probably handle more of the international side of things. DeSantis will probably focus more on domestic, but they'll probably work together. What it will do is Trump can run his 4 years the way he sees it, but in the meantime, DeSantis will have that time frame to build his foundation for his run in 28. And so, again, Barnes, again, he's no dummy. He said it's already, the deal is done. You're just going to wait for the right time to announce it.
Oh, this is the news of the night. This is wonderful. And folks, Robert Barnes is as connected at the top on the right as you can get. So he's not like Kelso, just, you know, spinning yarns. Robert Barnes talks to all the top dogs, and they listen to him. So this has real credence, and he doesn't make stuff up. Robert Barnes doesn't make stuff up. So he is saying in an affirmative way, the deal is the die is cast.
Yeah, that's the way I took it. And it was on Alex's show from Wednesday. So if you go back into like band.video and pull it up, I think you can probably fast forward and find a spot where they're talking about it. But yeah, Barnes is connected, and he sounded very sure of himself. Now, we don't know what's going to happen in the meantime. There could be some crossed wires or things could happen.
Sounds very good. It sounds very good. It sounds very sensible. And if I'm Ron DeSantis, this is what I want to do. I would want to be vice president to Donald Trump. And then, you know, somebody's got to carry the torch and take the mantle in 28. That perfect for Ron DeSantis.
And he, he's done a great job as governor, but his sights may be higher. And I think he knows in the coming cycle that, you know, he's not going to get 30 to 40,000 people at an event like Trump is. So he's got to let the Trump popularity play out, get himself in position, and then make his run. And I think in time he'll be just as popular as Trump has been.
You've made my day. You've made my week, Wayne. And what you're saying is so forceful. And I love Robert Barnes. This guy is so smart. I've got an attorney friend in L.A., and Robert Barnes's office is just down the street from and I said, do you know Robert Barnes? And he didn't. And I said, well, get down the street right now and go knock on the door and introduce yourself to Robert Barnes. This guy is a genius. He is gutsy, and he is effective. He's so articulate, Robert Barnes. This is a very, very, very good news you're bringing us, Wayne. And, you know, it's what I love about you guys, like James and you, Wayne, is that you've got material I don't have. You've got brain power that I only aspire to. This is wonderful. This is just great. And I can stop spreading scare stories that Ron DeSantis would, you know, is cruising for a bruising if he runs against Trump. I'm going to knock that off.
Yeah. I think we can change the tone. But like I say, we'll just see how it plays out. And if we can get through this coming midterm election and not have the whole thing turn into a big circus with the COVID shutdowns and, you know, all the crap, you know, the Democrats are going to pull, because you know it's coming. It's just a matter of, you know, how fast and how deep it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, my gosh, you know, how do I get guys as smart as you into the audience on my show? I don't know. I keep helping me out, Wayne and James there. And James in Vancouver, isn't this exciting news, the possibility?
I did hear that. And, I'm a big fan of Robert Barnes, too. So I didn't bring that to your attention. Sorry about that. But I think that's what they're going to do.
Because okay, they know very good.
Yeah.
Hey, James, one other thing.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll jump off here in a second, but I did want to make an important notation about the discussion on Federal Reserve notes and all that. And here's right. The key thing about our monetary system. You cannot pay a debt with a debt. You can only discharge debt. So that means that, yeah, you can pay that debt off, but you don't obtain title. So that means when you pay for a car and you believe you own it, you don't really own it, because the true legal title is still in the hands of the state that you live in. So that's just something right. To kind of consider with some, this monetary system. That's why, again, mm-hmm. We're probably going to run into big problems in the not too distant future, because as they do the QE and devalue the dollar even more, you know, our dollar is a fiat mm-hmm. currency. Fiat currencies right. only last roughly 100 years. So we've gone past that lifespan already. So we're all kind right. of on borrowed time as far as the dollar.
Yeah. So yes. What you're saying is you're buying and selling debt instruments rather than things of value. The debt instrument.
Okay. I got
debt can be bought and sold. Yeah.
Well, and you know, and the mortifying thing is that we just sent 60, and it's really the total is about 100 billion U.S. taxpayer dollars to try to start World War III in Ukraine with a totally corrupt Ukrainian government that is not a democracy, not by a long shot, and is none of our business. Also, we sent $100 billion, and where did we get that $100 billion from? We borrowed it from the communist Chinese. Boy, that's true mortification. And, of course, they hold that debt instrument over our heads.
Thanks, James.
Well, thank you, Wayne. Thank you, James. And Thanks, my apologies.
Thank you.
Marcus and on the phone, and Mark. We'll get you guys with a rain check next time. See you all in the Trump Clubhouse again tomorrow night. Oh, we got another segment. Holy cow. I do this to myself all over. We're going to get to you. Don't go anywhere, Mark. Don't go anywhere, Marcus. We'll get to you in the next segment. Thanks.
Transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans. I wouldn't do an ounce of good.
Hey, but I just had a $100 bill in my wallet there. Daddy's name wasn't Willie. Well, that Woodrow. Hey, this is James Kelso. We've still got Mark and Marcus on the phone. Mark's in Texas, and Marcus is in Idaho. Marcus, you called in first. What's on your friend on your mind, my friend?
Well, hello, Kelso. I've got a $1 bill here from 1958, and it says on the top, it's a silver certificate, and it says in silver payable to the bearer on demand.
There you go. Thank you for pulling that out. That must, have you got a like a numismatic collection?
No, just one of my customers brought that to me, and I was going through my cash and saw that, and I pulled it out.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go into the local silver shop and see what they charge to get me. I'm going to get myself a silver certificate to show my kids, to show them, you know, what it was like when I was a kid. I thank you for calling that. Read that again to the audience. What does it say on your $1 bill from 1958? I was 10 years old then.
Yeah, I've got something else to say, but
okay.
It says, so it says silver certificate in silver payable to the bearer on demand.
On demand, folks. That means if you walk into any bank, yeah, you say, give me, I want some silver. They have to give you the silver. And if they don't have it available, they got to send out for it and give and deliver it to you. That's wonderful. Thank you very much. And what was your next thought, Marcus?
I've got to say that Trump definitely won the election, but he lost the election. These people had the plan in the works for 2 years before Trump was ever going into the election cycle, and they determined that they were going to destroy this president and make sure that he did not have that. So what we have is technocracy in America that are determining our election rather than the people, and they showed us. And instead of, it's not just right or left, they showed the American people that they have ownership over this whole thing. And that's why they named the voting machines Dominion, because they have dominion over America. And it's not something that is going to be satisfied or corrected in a very easy way.
No, no, it isn't. It's going to be very, very hard. But I like what Steve Bannon says. He's got a sign, I think, in the back of his stage where he says, we do hard things. We do hard things. That's a good motto. It is going to be very hard. Well, Marcus, thank you very much. And thank you for that silver certificate thing. I'm going to get myself one tomorrow, Friday. And we're going to go to Mark right now in Texas. But Mark, before you go live on the air here, I want to remind everybody, tomorrow night from Prescott Valley, Arizona, it's Donald Trump live. Now, he's scheduled to speak at 8 p.m. Central Time. That's when this show goes on the air. So he's usually late. He's not late. It's just he has so much security. We have to wait for that. But we may have, you don't want to miss the show tomorrow night, because we probably will have Donald Trump live on this show tomorrow night. And hopefully we'll have Mark from Texas. Mark, well, if you listen in, we'll try to get you on the phone, all right? All right, folks, see you all here in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow. Be there or be square with your silver certificates.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.